I'm Rona Tarrant. US and Mexican bishops from both sides of the border have expressed disagreement with the recent US policy of sending asylum seekers back to Mexico while they wait for court proceedings. In a joint statement, the bishops said the policy undermines their right to seek asylum in the US and deprives them of the support of family. The bishops also spoke out against the perception of immigrants as criminals. The statement followed a meeting of border bishops in El Paso. California's Attorney General has filed suit to block the Trump administration's Protect Life rule, which prevents funds provided under the Title X Family Planning Program from being used in services that include abortion or that make abortion referrals. Javier Becerra filed suit on Monday, the day the rule was published in the Federal Register. It goes into effect 60 days after its publication. 20 states and the District of Columbia have filed a joint suit against the new rule in Oregon. Non-profit and religious leaders, including two bishops, have called on Congress to repeal a provision in the 2017 tax cut bill that taxes religious and non-profit organizations for the cost of parking lots and transit benefits provided to employees. In a letter to Democratic and Republican leaders on the House Ways and Means Committee, the religious leaders said it creates an income tax on churches for the first time in U.S. history. The leaders urge Congress to act soon because the affected organizations will soon begin filing tax forms and paying income tax on parking and transit benefits. The Nicaraguan Bishops' Conference has said it's not received invitations to play a role in the recently convened national dialogue to pull the nation out of a political crisis. In a statement, the bishops said both sides would have to issue letters inviting the church to participate. Early last year, the Bishops' Conference convened a national dialogue in an attempt to find a solution to unrest in the country, which began in April 2018. 4 months after Pope Francis forced Bishop Martin Holly to step down as Bishop of Memphis, Tennessee, he named Bishop David Talley of Alexandria, Louisiana, to head the diocese. Bishop Talley's appointment was announced yesterday. Bishop Holly was removed following an investigation into his leadership in the diocese. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.